I'm Deanne Penn with UN News. UN agencies are assisting authorities in Samoa as they battle a measles outbreak which has killed more than 60 people, mainly babies. The World Health Organization, WHO, has flown in emergency medical teams from across the globe who are working alongside local colleagues in a mass inoculation campaign using vaccines supplied by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. The UN also is supporting a national awareness campaign aimed at rebuilding trust following the deaths last year of two babies during routine vaccinations. Simona Marinescu, the UN resident coordinator in Samoa, discusses these developments and plans for long-term recovery with Julia Dean from the UN Information Center in Canberra.
As you know, we are still in a state of emergency that was declared on 15th of November, where the mass vaccination campaign that started on the 20th of November and with a two-day shutdown to ensure that all people who are still not vaccinated get the immunization from dedicated medical teams. We have 4,217 measles cases recorded to date and 62 deaths, unfortunately, and in their vast majority babies. Another 19 babies are fighting for their lives in the ICU. So the situation remains critical, and medical teams are mindful of the importance of rapid vaccination across the country.
What has the UN been doing in the field?
From the very beginning, the United Nations through UNICEF supplied vaccines across the country. We have been supplying to date over 200,000 vaccines to ensure that this mass vaccination can take place. WHO brought in-country emergency medical teams from all over the world and have been assisting nurses and medical personnel more broadly in all of the facilities where people get vaccinated. And today we're in the field with the 128 medical teams deployed, assisting them to run the vaccination with all the support needed. On top of that, the entire UN team provided funding and assistance for a national awareness campaign with teams organized with the Ministry of Women, Community and Social Development, the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education, to knock on the doors of people everywhere in the community to make them aware of the importance of vaccination. As you may know, we still have in-country anti-vaccination groups. We had a horrible story last year when two babies were killed during the routine vaccination. So to rebuild confidence, to rebuild trust, we had to run this campaign. And also the United Nations applied for the Central Emergency Response Fund for the 2.7 million in total, Samoa and the Pacific, to be made available for the response. The last piece of support is putting together the appeal. I would also want to mention that with our support, we have organized an online real-time monitoring of vaccination system with an application that was developed by local technology companies that allowed individuals in each of the medical teams to record live in real time people who got their vaccines per age group, per geographic location, per sex, and other credentials that would allow us to have a management system in place for vaccination in the future.
Why are you launching the appeal and what will the funds be used for?
First of all, the Central Emergency Response Fund already allocated 1.5 million for the emergency response in Samoa and 1.2 million for the Pacific. We do have an increasing number of cases in Tonga and in Fiji as well, and we are mindful of the fact that the epidemic can spread very quickly throughout the region. But this is just to respond to the current reality. As all individuals get vaccinated, and hopefully everybody who is still fighting measles will be back home, we need to face the vulnerabilities that this country has with a still very weak health system in place, no immunization management system that would allow us to know who was actually vaccinated by name and age and sex and geographic location, as well as mobilization of communities so that as we move forward, we could, first of all, support families who have been affected, but we also build a culture of immunization and a culture of respect for collective health across the country. So this is the government of Samoa launching, with the support of the United Nations, a national response and recovery appeal that would again address the shortage in resources that we have to still deal with the epidemic while also getting ready for recovery. So we are supposed to use some of those resources to ensure we build an immunization management system in this country, that we have digital records of people who get vaccination, that we are able to bring back the babies who got one shot to be receiving the second shot at the right time, and that, again, we manage the immunization schedule for the babies of this country in a systemic way. In addition to that, the appeal is also meant to provide maternal services for women who are pregnant and who got measles or who are at the risk to deliver babies with measles. And we will also see the appeal funds going to psychosocial services for those who lost their babies, their family members, and also instating a network of services across the country that do not exist right now. Services that would look into prevention, again, making sure that families follow the schedule of immunization, but also services that would support in case other people get affected.
So what would your final thoughts be, your call to action?
I think we have all learned a painful lesson here. We speak about a nation that literally had no vaccination for a certain number of months, and that happened on the ground of the very sad story that happened last year with the two babies killed during routine vaccination. That crisis revealed horrible vulnerabilities and gaps in capacity. So we can't continue like that. So we are going to prioritize moving forward the reform of the health system and reviving the civil society organizations to help us literally leave no one behind when it comes to access to healthcare.